Scripture reading, Luke 9:49-55. "Master," said John, "we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he is not one of us." "Do not stop him," Jesus said, "for whoever is not against you is for you." As the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem, and he sent messengers on ahead, who went into a Samaritan village to get things ready for him. But the people there did not welcome him because he was heading for Jerusalem. When the disciples, James and John, saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them?" But Jesus turned and rebuked them. Devotional. We often forget that the people Jesus chose to form the leadership of his church were neither spiritually nor emotionally mature. Like us, they had a great deal to learn. Peter, the point leader, had a big problem with his mouth and was a bundle of contradictions. Andrew, his brother, was quiet and remained behind the scenes. James and John were called sons of thunder because they were aggressive, hot-headed, ambitious, and intolerant. Philip was skeptical and negative. He had limited vision. "We can't do that," summed up his lack of faith when confronted by the problem of feeding the 5,000. Nathaniel Bartholomew was prejudiced and opinionated. Matthew was the most hated person in Capernaum, working in a profession that abused innocent people. Thomas was melancholy, mildly depressive, and pessimistic. James, son of Alphaeus, and Judas, son of James, were nobodies. The Bible says nothing about them. Simon the Zealot was a freedom fighter and a terrorist in his day, and Judas the treasurer was a thief and a loner. He pretended to be loyal to Jesus and then betrayed him. Most of them, however, did have one great quality. They were willing. That is all God asks of us. Question to consider. What is one step you can take to place yourself with all your flaws in the hands of Jesus, inviting him to mold you into a spiritually and emotionally mature disciple? Prayer. Lord Jesus, I can relate to the disciples who wanted to call down fire from heaven on the Samaritans and who fought over which of them was the greatest. Forgive my arrogance. Cleanse me and fill me with your power so that I might love well today for your name's sake. Amen. Please take a breath and let's conclude our time by spending 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus.